Spirit, to your rightful place, not because we're inviting you and giving you permission, but because it's your rightful place in the house of worship to lead us, to speak to us, to pour yourself out, for us to meet with you. So we welcome you to the rightful place that you have in our midst as we come and gather and worship our Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We exalt your holy name. Your name is the name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every tongue will confess and every knee will bow and confess you as Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. When Isaiah encountered you on your throne, he was humble enough to see you rightly, to see you in all of your glory. And when he saw you, he saw the state of his heart and knew that he needed you, knew that he needed your mercy. Not a cowering fear, but a fear of the Lord, desperate for you, desperate for your touch, desperate for your fire as a prophet to the nations. So we come before you tonight, approaching your throne of grace, entering into the Holy of Holies, where you dwell, where you are seated on high, and where four living creatures encircle around you, on and on and on and on, never ceasing to give you worship, never failing to utter a sound of praise that exalts you, that magnifies you. Never pulling back, but pressing in as every eye around their being is on you. Joining the elders who cast their crowns in humility before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We join them now and cast down our crowns before you. We join the saints that have gone before us, the cloud of witnesses that cry out the worthiness of Jesus, the worthiness of Jesus, crying out, he is worthy, he is worthy, he is worthy, he is worthy. Joining the angels, the myriads of angels, thousands upon thousands and millions of millions who stood on that day that Lucifer fell and worshiped their God and decided that he was the only one found worthy. These are the angels we join and worship with right now, tonight, in Jesus' name. We don't give you permission to come. We say, have your rightful place in our midst as we come in obedience to worship you in spirit and in truth, casting down every care before your feet because you care, laying down every offense and seeking your forgiveness and cleansing, drawing near to your presence, knowing you're faithful to draw near to us. When we submit to you, the enemy's lies, the enemy's whispers, the enemy's distractions have to flee. And our flesh dies in your holy presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We left our grave clothes in the tomb when we came out and we were resurrected with Christ after we were co-crucified, co-buried, and we were co-raised with you, Jesus. This is our position. This is the victorious position that you allow us to stand in because of the blood of Jesus. We do not take it lightly. We do not take it lightly. We do not take it for granted. We do not approach it casually. But we stand in awe and with the holy fear of God, knowing that when we open our mouth to worship you, we worship a holy God. We worship a holy God that is set apart from sin, set apart from the world. And it's true, you bow to serve the lowly, but you are holy. You are holy. May we respond. May we respond that way. May we respond that way. There is no guilt and no shame in that. There is no spirit of fear in that. There is a deep love, a deep adoration and gratitude because you are worthy, Lord. Thank you for stirring that up in this place tonight as we worship you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns chariots with fire. Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. You break the bow and bend the spear and tell the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Shelter with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else could we go with the Lord of hosts? Oh, God of Jacob, fierce and great, you lift your voice to speak. The earth that bows and all the mountains move into the sea. Oh Lord, you know the hearts of men, still you let them live. Oh God who makes the mountains melt, come wrestle us and win. Oh God who makes the mountains melt, come wrestle us and win. Shelter with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else could we go but with the Lord of hosts? Lord of hosts, you're with us. With us in the fire. With us as a shelter. With us in the storm. The nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. 'Cause the Lord of hosts, you're with us, with us in the fire. Shelter with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else could we go? Where else? 'Cause Lord of hosts, you're with us. With us in the fire. With us as a shelter. With us in the storm. You
this battle. Oh, where else could we go but with the Lord of hosts? Oh, God of Jacob, fierce and great, you lift your voice to speak. The earth bows and all the mountains move into the stage. Oh, Lord, you know the hearts of men, still you let them live. Oh, God, who makes the mountains melt, come wrestle us and win. Oh, God, who makes the mountains melt, come wrestle us and win.
Shelter with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go but with the Lord of hosts?
Lord of hosts, you're with us,
with us in the fire, with us as a shelter, with us in the storm. This battle, oh, where else could we go but with the Lord of hosts?
The oceans roar, you are the Lord of all, the one who calms the wind and waves and makes my heart be still. Though the earth gives way, the mountains move into the sea, I know my God is in control. Though the oceans roar, they are the Lord of all, the one who calms the wind and waves and makes my heart be still. Though the earth gives way, the mountains move into the sea, the nations rage, I know my God is in control.
Shelter with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else could we go but with the Lord of hosts?
Lord of hosts, you with us,
with us in the fire, with us as a shelter, with us in the storm.
Yesterday, today, and forevermore.
abhor what is evil, and I cling to the righteous one, the righteous one. God of Jacob, God of Jacob, 'cause Lord of hosts, you're with us in the fire, with us in the shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else could we go but with the Lord of hosts? Lord of hosts, you're with us, with us in
once again, I'm gonna shake everything that can be shaken. I'm an all-consuming fire. I'm an all-consuming fire. Once again, I'm gonna shake everything that can be shaken. Once again, I'm gonna shake everything that can be shaken. Once again, I'm gonna shake everything that can be shaken. So present yourself. Present yourself. It's a holy moment. So once again, I'm gonna shake everything that can be shaken. Once again, I'm gonna break everything that can broken. Once again, I'm gonna shake everything that can be shaken. Once again, I'm gonna break everything that can. Let it go. Once again, I'm gonna shake everything that can be shaken.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Worshiping. This is on. As we keep worshiping in the rhythm of his heartbeat for tonight, like this, I sense a real strong push in the spirit for us to remain in that place of believing that we can hear the heartbeat and the sound of the rhythm of what the Lion of Judah is wanting to do here in the United States, but around the world. This is a time when we're celebrating what we see God having done for us in this last week, that we're still aware that we need to keep that posture very, very strong and standing in our authority, standing in the strength that he gives us for the things that are trying to get us off our game, to not be able to sing songs like this, worship the Lord like this with power and intensity for a purpose. So as we continue to sing whatever the team is led to do, we're just asking the Lord in this, what is it that you want us to also focus on when it comes to the security of maintaining and enforcing what God has given us? And I was really reminded, I was talking to our grandson tonight, going through the scriptures, just really working with him on entering into the promised land and talking with him about his Bible class at school and all that kind of stuff. And I was just really thinking about, what is it for us, Lord, that would prevent us from receiving your promises? So as I'm speaking to him just about that, generally, but obviously back in the Old Testament with Joshua and all the places in Scripture that are speaking about the promised land, the Lord is saying to us as well for tonight, I believe, that he wants us to recognize and celebrate the victories that we have felt and seen so far, but to also recognize that the enemy is not going to stop. And the posture that we're taking tonight is totally along those same lines. What we're singing out and what we're hearing in our spirit, the Lord is saying, now carry it, kids. I'm going to use you to do what others may not see or may not be able to do. They have the right to do it, but they aren't necessarily, some of them, Christians stepping into that. So just briefly, I asked Justin to put this up, and I just want to show you what I saw and how it ties in somehow with other nations. Because what's happened with this great big tsunami of red blood, no matter where people stand and what they think, you can take a look at what's going on, that this is what we want to rally around, what God is saying for our country right now. It's very important. So Justin's putting that up momentarily. But I got something from, what is it called? The American Center for Legal Justice, ACLJ. Jay Sekulo, and I believe it's his son that... Did you get it, Justin? I sent it to you. Did you find it? Danny can help you. Okay, but anyway, what they said was, with the election here with President Trump, that the next 76 days are really, really, really important for those who have a heart for this, which would be us having a heart for what Jesus wants to do, to be able to pray and intercede and stand accordingly. From a legal perspective, I guess they're already fighting 18 very strong lawsuits. It's not coming up. I don't know. Hang on a second, I'll get it for you. But they said that there's 76 days of danger. So when I'm not a... sensationalist or somebody who's going to go, okay, fine, everybody's got to yell about something. It's not like that. This is from a very good group that is letting us know the facts of what's going on. And they're indicating that the opposing forces are in a full panic mode because what they've been standing for, and I'm talking about spiritual forces, that they're not going to sit idly by and go, well, that was special. They're going to do whatever they can. It's going to be subversive. There's going to be anything that can be done to shake what God is already standing and saying, all right, kids, you need to know how to stand and push through so that things happen the way God intends it for us. So this is by a young man named Jordan Seculo. And he's indicating that the opposing forces are in full panic mode and that the leaders who have been defeated by the polls or by the votes and such are already plotting to use these 76 days from election day until the inauguration to enshrine every socialist policy they can. So there's a petition there. You can go and find it online. Sign our urgent petition to defeat the deep state. And we're battling this deep state in 18 different lawsuits right now. We've defeated this lawlessness at the Supreme Court before, but we need you to do it again. So that's what this is about. So, you know, I listen to these things and participate where the Lord leads. But I was just asking him, what are we to do in here? Because if we don't win it in the heavenlies, it's just not going to happen. So I just want us to pray as we continue to worship, not lose any momentum. And don't, the faces up here, it's really look at the words. I don't really care about the faces. It's more bring that down and look at the words. And you can show Jay Seculo or Jordan Seculo. That's what I'm trying to show. It's not, we don't need to show pictures of the people that were defeated. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I don't care about that. Because our battle's not against flesh and blood. So if somebody can help, Justin, so I'm not turning around, if there's something that you could fix, please do that. That would be great. So we're trying to pray. Okay, and if you need to just take it off, that's fine. If it's not working, just remove it. Okay, this is what I believe I'm hearing about heaven, because I'm on a prayer team for Europe and also for the Ukrainian war. And since President Trump was elected, they're in a mode of, you know, do people understand what we're up against? That they're in another place because there are more invasions, there are more bombs, there are more attacks, there are more things right now to really thwart any possible sense of safety or peace on every front all the way around the world. And there's many other things underneath all that. So when we're praying and interceding, what we're doing is praying not just for our own little land, but what God is trying to accomplish in the world. What he wants us to be standing for that is affecting, will affect, and is affecting other nations. And some are already at war, and they're dealing in really tough things. So I was reading through a lot of this now and earlier and such. And I believe that as the Lord puts this on your heart, that we can come in and find the scriptures that will support what I'm saying here, that I believe I'm getting from the Lord. So let me just pull this up for you. If somebody can take this verse. Hang on a second here. Parts of Psalm 91. If we can find that, that would be just great. And I have to go to a special place. Because we're on a special site for the Watch for Ukraine. So a scripture verse somebody can come read out, pray out is John or Joshua 1:7. And then actually 3-7 would be really helpful. Psalm 91, 13-15. Psalm 62, 1-2. So there are many threats that are remaining right now. And they're actually on the 993rd day of intercession for Ukraine. So the word is, the election of Donald Trump is putting Ukraine in a different situation. We need to pray. We may not have all the understanding of it. I'm not here to go through all the things that they're facing. Just suffice it to say that these people are on the front lines, and we've got to back them up. Somehow I got put on this in this group, so we're part of it, okay? So I just want to bring that, and that would be one country, but there'll be many others. Okay, let me find another verse here. Well, we can start with that, then whatever else you want to add to that as we continue to worship. Okay? So let's put the mic up here. You can come up and let's just intercede for these people while we're worshiping. Our Lord is mighty in battle, and what we've been singing out, that's all scripture. You can find the scriptures that support that. And what we want to do is make sure that January 6th takes place so that January 20th takes place. Okay? So we need this election to be certified on the 6th, and then through to the 20th, we've got the Lord and his angels moving in a way that they're not going to find a sleeping church. We can't be sleeping. So when we cry out, wake up, church, he's speaking to us. Wake up in the intercession that's needed in these next 76 days. There are things that we don't know. The left is very, very quiet right now, which is not good. But what we're hearing in the spirit amongst other groups and other ministries, as well as something like American Center for Legal Justice, people are saying, listen, watchdogs and watchwomen, watchmen on the lines, on the wall, make sure that you're praying appropriately and don't let your guard down. Amen? So does anybody want to start that? Anybody sense they have a churning in their heart, they want to just pray something out, and they're going to continue to worship here in spirit and in truth? Anybody? Mike?
Lord, we just thank you, God, for your amazing power, that you are our mighty warrior king. And Lord, you're the one who dismantles every power of darkness. You already did at the cross. So Lord, anything lurking in the background, Father, that might be schemed, Father, to subvert or to bring harm in any way, Father, or to try to codify demonic things into society, into our government, Father, we push those things back in the name of Jesus, that will not happen. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our country right now. We thank you, Lord, for that you are hearing our prayers, because your word says that righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, and that is the cornerstone of America, Lord. And we thank you, God, for what you're doing at large in the world. Father, just any other scheming going on with other countries like Russia and China and Iran, North Korea, Father, where they have other interests to bring harm, to try to escalate things to war, even nuclear war. Father, we say no to that in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're hearing our prayers. You've already been hearing our prayers this entire year and beyond of your children all across the country. So we're just asking once again, Lord, that you would pour out your spirit. You continue to pour out your spirit. Just like it says in Acts 2, Lord, and Joel 2, and in Joshua 1, Father, where you're telling Joshua to not be afraid. Lord, we are not ones to be afraid. We are not ones to be intimidated, Lord, or to back down in any way. We remain engaged. Lord, we remain with our eyes on you, Lord, and ready to intercede with what you're saying to do. Lord, we each here in this room and online position ourselves. We take our post, we take our position in the spirit to continue to be watching and praying, Lord. Lord, to stand against the powers of darkness. Lord, that even in the states and the local levels, Lord, where there's negative desires to undermine, Lord, what's happening on the federal level, Lord, any undermining, Lord, of righteousness, we say no to that. We're asking, Father, for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus.
First scripture Pastor Mary Pat mentioned was Joshua 1:3. So we just declare this out, Lord. Father, over us, over our nation, and over the church, Lord, who has stood. And Father, we just thank you for the fulfillment, Lord, of this amazing promise. Lord, thank you, Lord, for what you've done, Jesus. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Lord, we declare and decree this, Father, over President Trump, Lord. Father, over the churches, Lord, that are standing for righteousness. Over this administration, this new administration that will be established on January 6th. Be strong and courageous, that the Lord is giving us our inheritance, Father, in this. And it will not be snatched away in the name of Jesus. Nothing will thwart your plan from going forward, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just declare and decree a mighty infusion of faith, courage, tenacity over your beautiful bride in this USA, Lord God, over your church, Lord. Father, I pray that your church would be so thankful, Lord, overcome with thankfulness, Lord, that would just flow into awe, a holy awe and wonder at you, Lord God. And the fear of the Lord, Lord, would fall upon your body, Father, that the church would not sit back and say, oh, great, I can move on with my life, this happened, whew. But Lord, that a holy tenacity would grip your body, that we would not relent until we have all the spoils, all the inheritance, till we've walked out this promise. Lord, you've given us the promise. We have to walk it out, Lord. So thank you, Father, for strong and courageous leaders, Lord, in the church, Lord, and those who have fallen into deception. We speak to those blinders and say, be removed in Jesus' name, that this would be a mighty time of outpouring and revival in churches across this great nation, regardless of denomination, Lord, that your spirit, Lord, so thankful, so in upon all flesh, Lord, and Father, the church would be so revived, so thankful, so invigorated, Lord, in just thankfulness and awe of you, Lord God, that we would stand together as one, as a battering ram. And I saw earlier in worship just wrecking balls, that were all these wrecking balls that were just advancing as a wrecking ball. We're not afraid of conflict. We're not afraid of intensity. We're not afraid of collision, because we're created to be wrecking balls. So Lord, let that be your church, Father, in these next days leading up to January 6th and beyond, that we would be mighty wrecking balls in the spirit, that would be mature, Lord God, that we would be full of intercession, Lord God, full of thankfulness, full of fear of you, Lord, that Lord, the harvest, Lord, we call in the harvest in this time, Lord God, that your church would be multiplied. There would be many who are standing in support of the next administration, Lord. And Father, we just pray also, Lord, just for everyone who is being appointed right now, Lord, even as Mike Huckabee was appointed today as the ambassador to Israel, Lord, we lift up his arms in the spirit. I just believe we're supposed to gather together and intercede for him. Lord, for wisdom, Lord God, for courage, Father. He's the first non-Jewish person in this role. And Father, that Trump has said he's a man of faith, and that's why he was appointed. Father, we just pray for Mike Huckabee, Father God. Lord, we know, Lord God, Father, we're just lifting up his arms in the Spirit, Lord. You give him supernatural wisdom. Lord, he would be led by you, Holy Spirit, led by you in every decision, in every conversation, Lord. Father, and I just thank you, Father, that with each decision that's made for each cabinet member, each position, Lord, Father, we pray for wisdom. We cry out for discretion, Lord God, for President Trump and his administration. Lord, that people would look, Father, even as King Solomon, that others came from other nations and were just shaken by the majesty of the kingdom that had been built. And I just see that as these pieces are being put into place, that it would be such an amazing just body of people that are put into these leadership positions, that others would just be in awe of in amazement of the strategy and the wisdom. So, Father, we just speak that out, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for all that you're doing. And, Lord, we say no to the enemy's schemes. He's a liar and he's defeated foe, Lord God. And we're just so thankful and so expectant to what you're going to be doing, Father, in Jesus' name.
Psalm 91, verses 13 through 15, and I'm going to throw 16 in there too. You will walk on lions and cobras. You will step on strong lions and snakes. The Lord says, if someone loves me, I will save him. I will protect those who know me. They will call to me and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will give them a long, full life. They will see how I can save. God, we just cry out for a hedge of protection over President Trump and all those that you have placed in a position of authority in this country. God, those that he will choose for his cabinet members, Lord Jesus, and even down to our local leaders, our mayors, God, our trustees, Lord, we ask for a hedge of protection over them, God, that no weapon formed against them would prosper. And Jesus, you alone know the heart of a man. So God, if there is anything in President Trump's heart or mind or life that's keeping him from full surrender to you, Jesus, we just pray that he would let it go, that he would welcome you in as the Lord and the Savior of his life completely and fully. God, we believe that you have appointed him for such a time as this, and we know that he stands for many things that are in alignment with your word, and we thank you for that, God. We praise you for that, and we just pray that he will see how you can save. Jesus, you and you alone can save our nation, and we thank you that you put people in authority to help to see your will be done in our nation. So we thank you for that, God, and we stand for complete salvation. We stand for revival and awakening in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you.
Hallelujah. You have Savior and our friend, by your grace we live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your grace, in your name we will bow down. In your presence, fear is silent, for
let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you have overcome the world. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You win the victor's crown. You overcome, you overcome. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You win the victor's crown. You overcome, you overcome. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You win the victor's crown.
Every stronghold.
stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome, you overcome. Every idol must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown.
The work was finished. You were buried in the ground, but the grave could not contain you. For you wear the victor's crown. Hallelujah.
The power, yours is the glory.
back there feeling God's heart, what to pray for tonight. This cabinet that is being formed just came on me so strong. And then Michelle prayed about it. And then Carly came up. And normally I would just say, okay, God, that's been prayed for. But it's not leaving. So let's pray for this cabinet again. Oh, God. Father, Jesus is our King. You put Trump as our president. And he is making these decisions right now, these very important decisions of those who will help lead and help us take these steps, take back this territory, return our nation to where it was founded, God. These decisions, they're so heavy and so momentous. And Father, we just pray that you will be in each one. You will be in each decision that he makes. Father, we pray that those who would keep their eyes on you would be raised up, God. We pray for righteous leaders, strong and courageous. Father, we pray for those who would not hesitate to trample on the serpents and the lions to take back this territory. Father, we pray that you are in these decisions this week and that you will raise this group up, that you will just form them as this tightly knitted group who has their eyes on you. Father, Jesus, you are our King. You are our King. Come and pour out this blessing on our nation, our blessing of a strong cabinet that will make righteous decisions and that will not waver when the pressure is on and the shaking is on. They will not waver. They will stand strong and firm in what is right and what is true. God, draw them into you. Draw them into you. Bring more and more believers to the head. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, Lord, just as you say in Psalm 62:1, my soul waits in silence for God alone. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be greatly shaken. Father, we just thank you again for President Trump and for the upcoming cabinet, Lord God, that they will not be shaken when everything around them is shaking, Lord God, that they will stand firm, that you will speak to them directly, Holy Spirit. And if they do not know you yet as Lord and King, that they will recognize you, bend their knee to you, and give their lives fully over to you to be able to step in to the call that you have for them, Lord God. Step into the plan and the purpose that you have created them for such a time as this. Father, and we just thank you in the whole world, Lord, that heaven, you come over Ukraine, over Israel, over Russia, Lord God, that you come over Iran, Father, that where you stand, Lord, you say that you will come and you will shake the earth, but and also the heavens, and yet you are removing the things that can be shaken so that the things that cannot be shaken remain. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Lord, you are the consuming fire. We thank you that, Father, even though you are shaking so many things right now, our salvation and who you are cannot be shaken because we live in an unshakable kingdom, a kingdom that the Lord and Savior of one who is a consuming fire. Consume us, Lord. Consume America. Consume this world, Lord God, to be able to have your mercy on us, Jesus. Have your mercy so that these things that you are shaking, Lord, will not bring destruction to us, but will make us bend our knee to come into this unshakable kingdom, to recognize that we give everything to you, Lord. Then everywhere in the world, we just thank you for this shift and change, Lord God, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. Jesus, we thank you that this is the time. This is the hour. We are ready. We are calling. The harvest is ripe. You've said it. You've said it. You've said it. The harvest is ripe. Lord, we're praying in the laborers, praying in their laborers. Send them out, Lord God. Send them out to be able to see this world be changed, this world be shaken, but not be shaken by you, so that we can come into this unshakable kingdom and be present with you in your presence, in your all. We're so grateful. We are so grateful for your presence, for your all, for your reverence, for who you are, King Jesus. That you are the one on the throne. You are the one that's overcome the world. You are the one that wears the victor's crown. We are so grateful. So grateful. We can never say thank you enough. And so we just bend our knee here tonight and thank you. And thank you. We thank you. Do it around the world, Lord God. Do it around the world, Jesus.
I also want to pray out Psalm 62. I'm going to read it again. Truly, my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Father, we lift up those who have experienced suffering, suffering and persecution in Ukraine and in the United States, and throughout. Father, throughout all of Europe, we lift them up in the name of Jesus. In these war zones in Israel, we lift them up in the name of Jesus. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. We pray, Father, we pray for those, particularly, Lord, those who are in prison right now in the United States for advocating for life outside of abortion clinics. We lift up Bevelyn Beatty Williams and others, Father. She has a 2-year-old daughter, Father, and she is in prison right now. We lift these ones up to you in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that right now you would go to every person that's being persecuted in prison or is experiencing suffering, those who need provision for you, from you in Ukraine. We pray, Father, that you would send strength to them right now in this moment, that they would be able to truly say in their hearts, truly, truly, my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Lord, would you bring them and bring us to the place where as you're shaking everything that can be shaken, that we would say that only you are our rock and nothing else. Only you are our salvation and nothing else. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're using the shaking, that you're bringing the shaking so that every counterfeit, every lesser than thing is being removed so that the gold would remain, so that only you would be our rock, only you would be our salvation. Lord, we lift you up on high over the nation of Ukraine, over the continent of Europe, over the United States of America and the Americas. We lift you up on high, King Jesus. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of all Lords. You are the name that is highly exalted above every name. And we declare that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. We declare over this, over January 6th and over this time, we declare over the Senate and the Senate leadership race, Father, that you are the name that is above every name, that your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and that you rule on high. You rule on high. You're high and lifted up. You're high and lifted up. You're high and lifted up. Praise be to the Lord. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ.
Joshua 1:7 is pulling up, I have two impressions that I want to share. First one was what is mentioned tonight about the left panicking and how they want to set up as many socialist agendas as they can. The picture that came to my mind immediately was Omaha Beach and how there were just all those obstacles that were set up along the beach. And that's what I see the agendas as. They're just obstacles, and people had to press beyond those to get to the main targets. But I was reminded that the air support that came and was able to help the men that were on the beach get to those places where the gunfire was coming, and they were able to take the beach that way. The other one is a dream that I had years ago. I was walking onto the lawn of the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue, and instead of green grass, it was a sunken, dry lake bed, and in the middle of it was sulfur. It was just sick. And I walked into it, and I just thought, this can't be. This isn't supposed to be. And this was before the times of drain the swamp language started happening. Okay, so I didn't have any language for this dream yet. I walked through the lake, and I walked towards this parking garage, and I walked up to the second floor of the parking garage, and I was met by Donald Trump, who was the president, and a number of people that were with him. And I felt that the number two was significant as a second term. And again, this was before he lost the election this last time. So in Joshua 1:3-7, but specifically 7, it says, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." Father, I thank you that President-elect Trump is putting together a cabinet that's going to help restore our land back to the laws that you've given us. But I was also reminded of a dream I had last night. And in the dream, I was entering onto an interstate in Iowa called I-29. I don't know if January 29th is a significant date or not. But as I was entering onto the interstate, in front of me was one of the Blue Angel jet planes. I thought that was significant. Jets don't take off from highways, let alone Blue Angels. So I'm following him onto the interstate, and as I get on the interstate, there's two more jets on the interstate. I thought, wow. And I was immediately impressed that these were angels. So Father, just thank you that as we take this battle to the heavenlies, you've already established victory for us, and we know the way to victory is through worship. So Father, I thank you that as we lift up our voices tonight and we continue to worship, and as we continue to remain in a posture of worship, that you're doing so much in the heavenlies to bring true justice to the earth. I thank you, Father, that the swamp will be drained, that justice will be brought to the deep state, if you want to call it that, and that also all socialist agendas that are being set up right now and in a panic mode, just being spread out as if on a war map, that the heavenly forces that you have already put in motion, that we call into action,
yes,
these Blue Angels, if you would, these fighter jets, if you would, that are armed and ready for battle, that are swift, that are fast, that are accurate. I thank you, Lord, that though the enemy is, you said it, Lord, you said it, that I will hold the enemy in derision. I will have them going in circles, and I will laugh as I hold them in circles. Father, I thank you that their planes are held in circular patterns that can't land. I just thank you, Father, that even as your church is waking up, and even as we are staying alert, Lord, and we're staying in a place of worship, that we don't allow for the enemy to land, that we don't provide a landing strip as to take us out and make us ineffective. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are fashioning and forming weapons inside of us that stand firm in these times, so that when the weapon that's forged against us, it won't prosper, it won't prevail, it won't be able to conquer. But Lord, you made us more than conquerors in Christ. Father, I thank you so much. What an incredible season that we're in. Just bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Sightings of the seraphim more than ever before from last year on, particularly down in Cincinnati in Middletown at Pastor Tim Sheets' place. And they've been seeing angels for a long, long time in their services. And he's kind of known as someone who writes about them, sees them. He's a very humble man. But the seraphim, this was all new. And then one day, it was about a year ago or so, maybe a year and a half, and he looked up. And there were these blue angels, and they were in the balcony in the seraphim. And what came to me when Peter was talking was just a couple of verses in Isaiah 6. And it says, in the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him. Verse 2, seraphim stood above him, each having six wings, and two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and two he covered his something. He flew, and one called to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And it goes on to say, I'm not going to read the rest of it, but it's really speaking about the spirit of the fear of the Lord. It's not a new passage for us, but I believe in this season, God's unpacking that and telling us, as you live in my third heaven, in my throne room, as you see and participate with the seraphim, who are stationed around the throne of God, you're going to see the answers to your prayers. The promised land that God has for us is very lofty, high, and lifted up because that's him. He is promise. And he's telling us, as you contend for him, really you're seeking me and you're contending for me. Yes. So, Father, we just received this word from you, and we thank you, Father, that you are captain of the angel armies. You are Jehovah Sabaoth. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the Lord of hosts, which we sang about earlier tonight. And Father, we stand for your legions of angels and your warring angels, your prophetic angels, your angels of mercy, healing, grace, those who are surrounding your throne, those who are filled with proclamation, those who are prophetic angels receiving and releasing revelation. So we thank you, Father, for those. May you increase our sight, that we won't have just mere sightings or wonderings from the scripture, but we will also experience you in that, and that we will see with the dreams, words, pictures, and visions that you've given us, that you're giving us the revelation to know what they mean in this season. Many things you've given years, perhaps ago, at least decade, at least months ago. Now you're bringing understanding. So we just thank you for the increase in understanding. So as we prepare to have communion tonight, Jamie, can you sing out what the Lord is, I don't know if you heard everything I was saying, just sing out with your team what it is, where we are to go as we celebrate the Lord right now. I just sense it's very important right now. The Lord is releasing more to us right now. He's hearing our prayers. He's answering. But above that, he's saying, look to me. Look into my eyes. See my fiery eyes. You can even look up. You can put up, Justin, put up Isaiah 6, NASB. Just put it up, and you can start looking at those words, that this is the year that the Lord is taking us into a deeper understanding of the spirit of the fear of the Lord and his messengers, his holy, fiery messengers. So if you can just take out the elements right now, and we're going to break bread together, and then we can continue on with worship. Father, we just believe right now that this is a time of special encounter with you. We thank you, Father, for the word from long ago of blue angels and highways and all that blue angel stands for, which is high, fast, and very accurate and pointed with firm resolve types of aircraft. And we understand, Father, that we are dealing in the third heavens, and we are dealing in the atmospheric realm, way above the snake line, things that we talk about. But Father, only there will we be able to visit and have communion with you in your inner courts. And Father, the courts of heaven that you allow us to go and participate in, allow us to come to you, the righteous, right judge. And you're forming our hearts to be able to understand what you mean by that and how we can declare your time of justice for the United States of America, all other nations, that you have your hand on this way. And Father, that your mercy is what brought President Trump into the place last Tuesday night. As you've mobilized, God, your people around this country, around the world, and even those who are watching, who are part of the great red wave, the tsunami of your presence is here. Father, it's not about a political opinion or agenda. It's about what you want to accomplish with the gospel of the kingdom being spread all over the world. And we thank you, Father, that we won't receive any naysaying in the spirit, that we will receive only your decree and declaration and righteous judgment. So we thank you, Father, that we are loosed from the plan and the strategies of the enemy to take down this nation and the ones that it needs to support. We thank you, Father, that everything that is bound on earth has been bound in heaven. Everything that is loosed on earth, we're loosing tonight, has been loosed in heaven. So tonight, we loose your power. We loose your authority. We loose your destiny for this nation and all that we prayed out. We loose that because that pleases you. We bless your name. We bless your name. Let's take the elements. We participate in the body and blood of Jesus. Let it be, Jesus. We decree it and we declare it. Thus says you, O God, the Lord of hosts. Thank you, Jesus.
Tonight, forever you are.
has overcome. The Lamb has overcome. The Lamb has overcome. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. Your sting, our resurrected King has overcome. The ground began to shake, the stones rolled away, your perfect love could not be overcome. Death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Now for
the Lamb is We bow at your presence, Lord. Bow in our hearts. Bow in our hearts. We bow in your presence, Lord. Bow in our hearts. Bow in our hearts. Oh, we give you praise. We give you honor. Glory. High worship, honor, glory, giving you praise, great honor, glory, glory. We are bowing down in your presence.
is your sting. It is no more. It is no more death. Where is your sting? It is no more. It is no more because Jesus gave his life. Jesus gave his life on Calvary. On Calvary, Jesus gave his life. Jesus gave his life for you and me. On Calvary, eternity, eternity. For eternity, eternity.
I just wanted to take a moment and pray for what we were praying for tonight. In Joshua 1:3-7, in the Amplified Version, it says, I have given you every place on which the sole of your foot treads, just as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness of Arabia in the south and the Lebanon in the north, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates in the east, all the land of the Hittites, Canaan, and as far as the great Mediterranean Sea toward the west shall be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you to oppose you as long as you live. Just as I was present with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and confident and courageous, for you will give this people as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers, ancestors, to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do everything in accordance with entire law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be prosper, so that you may prosper and be successful wherever you go. Father, just this verse was really highlighted to me as we were singing. I just felt a burning in my heart, Lord, and forgive me for not coming earlier. But Lord, I just thank you, Father, that as we were singing, Lord, and just worshiping you for the sound and the rhythm, that we can hear the sound and the rhythm of the line of Judah. You've given us that as our inheritance, as a portion. And Father, I thank you for your mercy that you shed, Lord God, and you poured out, and the prayers, Lord God, that you answered for this election and the things that you have done, Lord. And so we just want to continue to press in and to move forward, Lord God, with your spirit and what you're saying and what you're doing. And so, Lord, we just want to align ourselves and allow the kingdom of heaven that you have with the line of Judah, with the rhythm that he is, to be released among the nations. And I just thank you, Lord, and just ask for your protection. Psalm 91 for President Trump, Lord God, from the 76, 72 days, Lord God, until he is certified, Lord God, as president. And I just ask that you commission your angels, Lord God, on an assignment. Father, that you have risen up America. You have protected America. You have set your mercy upon America. And so for this, Lord, we don't want to take that for granted. And we want to step in and align ourselves with what the line of Judah is doing and releasing among the nations. So, Father, I just ask that you would release, Lord God, the plan, Lord God, that you have, that the line of Judah, from all the highest of the government to the lowest of the government, in every realm, that you would bring an order, that you would bring a grace, that you would release, Lord God, just that rhythm of the line of Judah. Just as King Solomon was, Lord, there was things that were just in order in place. And so I call, Father, those things to order. And you also highlighted the Tower of Babel to me, Lord God, and just the confusion that was brought. Yet they wanted to go to heaven. They wanted it to do it their way, but you had a different way, which was through your son, Jesus. And so, Father, where there is people that want to do it their own way, I just ask that you would bring confusion among the land, so that the laws and the things that they want to pass that doesn't align with your kingdom, Lord God, will be thwarted in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord, for your authority being released. We thank you, Lord, for your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that you would have your way, you would have your say. In your fullness and your power, Lord, let your name be exalted, Jesus. And I just pray, Lord God, that you would be able to use America how you have intended from when they were founded, when America was founded as a nation, and how it was going to affect all the other nations. Lord, I just pray, Lord, the destiny of America, I call it forth. Say, destiny of America, I call you forth in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Savior God, you reign. You are high and lifted up. you live. Yes, you live.
Praise you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful, beautiful time. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to worship you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord. We love you so much, and we shout because you live. We shout because you're King. We shout because you reign. We shout because you're the lover of our soul. Can we all give a shout for Jesus? Jesus! Love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Amen. 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 God bless you all. God bless you all. Keep praising, keep praying, keep believing. The best is yet to come.
Believing, as we're praying and believing, tomorrow at noon we have lunch hour prayer, and on Friday at 9 p.m. we have the watch of the Lord. So come for when you're able, this 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. watch of the Lord. Let's stand and believe. And also, we have the sign-ups for Gift of Christmas out in the foyer and Cookie Outreach in December. So sign up, invite your friends to come and join us in that, to be a part of what the Lord has for Gift of Christmas.